Well, hello everybody. Welcome to Coffee Talk with CA. Kind of an unusual one today. I am CA, by the way, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, and your what? Independent clergy. Welcome to a special Monday, that's right, Monday evening Coffee Talk with CA, today being October the 18th. I normally do our podcastings in the morning, but I'm here at Faith Studio One this evening in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I've got a special guest, but before, he's a regular, but he was in the area today and he wanted to come on for a little while. We're going to call him out here in just a minute on Coffee Talk with CA on the special edition. I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hey, you want to email me here at Faith Studio One, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. All right, let's get ready to call him out here in just a second. You know who I'm talking about. Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church. We're going to talk a little Halloween. There we go. A little bit of music there. Again, your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Let's give him a cheer. Let's give him some hand claps. Will somebody, for goodness sakes, please whistle at him? Yeah. Let's give him some evening crow. Normally it's in the morning. We're giving him a little bit of evening. Let's give him a creepy laugh. Let's give him another creepy laugh. I don't believe in magic spells, but let's give him one for grins. All right. Fanfare. Or no, drum roll. Fanfare, all-time favorite. Countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There we go. Your friend, my friend, the Deke, Deacon Paul Brown, here on a special evening with Coffee Talk with CA. Hello, Deacon. How you doing?
CA, what are you trying to do there, buddy? You trying to scare the Deacon? Now, you know, how important that is for me to just take it easy with the Deke, okay? Because I had a long drive, and I'm actually staying over at the Motel 8 tonight, so I need a pretty good rest because, Miss Mildred is actually resting. We went out there and did a little shopping on a Monday over here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, and I said, honey, you rest. I'm going to go see CA because he's going to be at the iHeartRadio studio this evening on a special edition of Coffee Talk with CA.
Thank you, my friend. I greatly appreciate that. I'm so glad that you came by. I'm glad that you guys got to spend the day in Fort Worth. Yes, it was a beautiful day today.
It sure was, CA. The temperature was only, what, 73, 74?
Yes, it's supposed to be warming up a little bit. I'm not a weatherman, but it's supposed to be warming up. Yes, indeed. But you know what? It has been a beautiful day for a Monday, and we got a great show lined up, but I want to spend a little time talking to you. What we are going to talk about today on Coffee Talk with CA is I'm going back to my biblical archives, okay? Can Satan read our minds? And you'll be able to kind of kick back and listen as I biblically teach on that. But before I do, I want to talk to you just a little bit. What have you been up to?
Well, CA, now we decorated our house for Halloween. Now, Miss Mildred said, honey, I want you to go to the dollar store, and I want you to go to Wallywood, and I want you to pick up some Halloween decorations. And then, CA, she wanted me to get a pumpkin.
Well, there's nothing wrong with getting a pumpkin.
CA, we're talking about a big pumpkin there, buddy. Big enough where it nearly didn't fit in the trunk of my car.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's give you a laugh on that one. You've got to be kidding me. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's a hard drive all the way to Tyler from Fort Worth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, the trick-or-treaters are going to be coming out. We got to, you know, holiday season's coming. After that, it's hard to believe we're just weeks away from Thanksgiving. And then after that, we're into Christmas. And I tell you, I'm losing more and more of my friends there, Deacon.
Yeah, I heard about Miss Denise. I knew her, and I'm really saddened for her. You know, Pastor Roger, God bless him, he's a good man.
Yeah, Pastor Roger, just to share a little bit. Over the airs, I did on my live cast, Pastor Roger was really, he's a good man. And
so's Matt, too, her one and only son. That's right, Matt, too. And daughter-in-law, Jessica, and the grandkids.
That's right. They're just a loving family, and I tell you what, I want to take a little time out, if I may, just a brief bit to tell you that, you know, Denise was only 60 years old. She's only 5 years older than me, but I know she's a saint. I know she's up there in heaven.
That's right, because she loved the Lord there, CA, and she loved kids.
I know, and she ran the best children's ministry for a very long time, and I kid you not. Now, I worked with her. I remember before, when I was at North NAS at the very beginning stages, we didn't even have, very good children directors, I call them. But then Denise came aboard with Pastor Ron when Pastor Ron was the pastor. He was my longtime friend, Pastor Ron. And he brought Roger, Pastor Roger, and Miss Denise over from Mississippi. They came over all the way over. And I'll tell you what, and their son Matt, I remember when Matt was younger, and of course he met Jessica, they got married, and they have children, they moved out to Nevada. And then this incident had happened, you know, and God bless Denise for all those years that she was a prayer warrior. She sung. Her and Roger sung together, I remember, over the decades. They sung beautifully. And I'm going to tell you, on top of her being the best ever, and I rate her ever, children's church director, and I'm not even being biased, and I guess now they call them children's pastors. I'd be an honor to call her children's pastor. To me, she was. She took my kids back in the early years, Cody and gang, under her wing, the all-time best at North NAS, and I'm very happy to have known her, and Pastor Roger, the all-time best music, minister of music's what we called him back then, minister of music, and he also did a quartet, Spirit of David. I'm going to tell you, very talented voice, some of the guys that I know remember Pastor Roger, and I'll tell you, they've been gone about 8 or 9 years, but that's a very, very big loss. Because a lot of the kids now have grown up to be teenagers, and they also wound up getting married. So it's a very big loss, and my thoughts and prayers are for that wonderful family.
Yeah, and mine too, from Deacon Brown, because I knew Miss Denise, and I heard you dressed up as S. Claus.
That's right. Hopefully no kids are listening, parents. You may want to get them out for a brief bit. Yes, S. Claus I did. Now, I did it even way before. I did it at the Baptist Church. I did it at the North NAS Church when Pastor Emeritus was there. Because, you know, I was there for almost nearly 40 years, which is a long time. They've been through several pastors since then. But, you know, people come and go. People are up in heaven. Hopefully they got their heart right with Jesus Christ, and you get new people coming in. So things kind of change and change of the norm, and I know all that. I just go where my heart leads me with Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you, God has been so good to me, and it was an honor, again, a very big honor to know Miss Denise, and I just wanted to share those special moments. One more quick special moment I want to share over the air with you guys, and I think I might have shared it, is back when me and my friend Ryan, well, back then I just ran like the some of the Sunday school different mini departments, anywhere from the younger kids from kindergarten up to second grade. It was kindergarten, 1, 2, 3. We merged them because the growth of the church was really blossoming at that time. And then, of course, I took care of the ones that before they made it to preteen. That would be your junior high working their way up to, to the teen department. I tell you what, just here recently, I think it was, maybe a little over a year and a half ago, they lost one of the best. Now, he didn't pass away or anything. He's just a very dear friend of my son's and Caleb's and, of course, friend of mine. And that would be Pastor Michael. And they're no longer there. But I tell you what, him and his wife, he knew how to run a he was also one of the best youth ministers. So that was a very big loss for Northside or North Naz, I guess you could say. So, but that's okay. People come, people go, people are planted, people are unplanted. Same with your pastors. They're there for a few years, maybe some decades, then they get unplanted. They either retire or they, some retire, some move on to different churches, depending on where the calling of the Lord is.
That's right, CA. I know exactly what you mean. That's right. Now, let's switch gears for just a second. We were talking about Halloween. Now, I did talk to Miss Mildred, and we did wind up buying some, Halloween candy, and I'm going to tell you something right now. Have you seen the price at Wallywood going up on different things?
Yes, I have. That was another comment I was going to tell you. The cost of living is not only going up, inflation is starting to kind of rise because of these cargo ships that are trapped. Now, I'm not making a political scene out of it, but if you notice, everything's going up. I went to the grocery store the other day, just pick a few items. I couldn't believe it was already $120. I had to take some things out of the basket and say, wait a minute, I must be coming into the grocery store to pick up a few things on an empty stomach. So we got to be careful, and I'd suggest make a grocery list. If you order online, make a grocery list too as well.
Oh, yeah, I will. And I told Miss Mildred that too because we're on a fixed income, you know. Now, I do wind up doing services for, I'm a head deacon at Castleberry Baptist Church, and I am the choir director.
I know you and Roger would have been really cool together, you know that?
That's right. And, and I tell you what, that, you're on a minimum income kind of, when you're doing work for the Lord.
That's right. That's right. But you know what? God will bless you. Not only twofold, he will bless you threefold.
That's right there, CA. One more thing. I just want to tell everybody, have a good week, because I'm not going to be able to come back down here this week. And I know your flow mats kind of change from time to time, but I want to encourage you. On Wednesday, CA does Uplifting Wednesdays.
That's right. Uplifting Wednesdays. We're here to uplift them. We get through the midweek, and then we blink our eyes 2 days later, and it's the weekend. That's right. That's what we're trying to do, is uplift people, encourage people, and love people like we should.
That's right. And CA, I want to congratulate you for making number one on iHeartRadio, the Morning Christian Podcast.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate that. Will you go do your thing and sit down, get you some coffee, because I'm fixing to talk right now.
All right, I just want to tell everybody, I'm just going to be kind of quiet. I'm going to listen to CA as he goes over this Bible study.
That's right. We're going to talk right now. Can Satan read our minds, okay? Now, we all know that Satan is our adversary who seeks those who he may devour. Is that right? Amen? Amen. Now, I would say that in our spiritual battles, because we all go through them, sometimes we give Satan too much credit and often blame him or ascribe to him power and authority that he simply does not have. One of those areas deals with when we ask ourselves, can Satan read our minds? I want you to be thinking about that. You may be happy to know the answer to this question is no. I repeat, Satan cannot read our minds. He can't. But saying it is not enough. We need to consider scripture understanding this better topic as well. So I'm going to give you kind of some breakdowns. What does Satan know about us? Well, in order to answer that question, can Satan read our minds? We need to understand, friends, what Satan actually knows about us. When the Bible speaks about the mind, it is often referring to the heart. They are often tied together and sometimes used interchangeably. A very famous proverb in the book of Proverbs says this. Make notations, because I did biblical study on Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Now, since this is true, hear what Satan knows about us. He knows our tendencies, our weaknesses, our areas of temptation that we may prove to be prone to. And this type of information, okay, that he knows about us is not because Satan can read our minds, but because he is the master at studying our behavior. You see, Satan can't read what is in your mind, but he can see what you do and the choices and decisions you make. If he should attack you, he creates his plan of attack based on the areas of your life he has seen. By your behavior and your choices, where you are the most vulnerable. Now, people have asked me, how does Satan engage people? Well, there's not a lot of places, if you think about it, because I've looked biblically and I've studied biblically in the Bible, where we can see about Satan's interactions with humans. But there is one famous incident that gives us more insight. Okay, and let me read these to you. Now, the serpent was more craftier than the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat from the tree in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die. You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman. For God knows when you eat from it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Of course, you go back to the very beginning of the book of Genesis, chapter 3, and you read verses 1 and 5, you can even make notation on that. That's where that came from, on that scripture verse. And I am sure, friends, that you are probably aware of the story, as we all are, regarding the fall. I want to show you one thing about Satan from this encounter that will help you learn a little more about him and reveal whether or not Satan can read our minds, which he can't read our minds, okay? Here's another question that comes to mind. Can Satan read our minds, or is he thought an influencer? Well, in this encounter with Eve that I just got through reading scripture on, friends, there's no indication that Satan can read minds. There is, however, an indication that Satan can influence thoughts in his opening question, as you read in scripture, in the conversation that you noticed when he had asked Eve a question. Did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden? The purpose in asking the question was simply to begin to influence her thoughts and her thinking, if you think about it. And this is not unusual, because he still uses the same tactics today. Remember that. Yes, he does. Let's go back to it. This is not unusual today, because Satan still uses the same tactics today, and he may bombard you with questions with the sole purpose of influencing your thoughts. For example, here are some influencing types of questions. Think about it. Do you think God still loves you after what you did? Everyone else is getting credit and recognition. Don't you deserve recognition too? That person is a Christian and they are doing it, so it must be okay for you to do it as well. You know that is what you really want, so why not go and get it? These are just a list of typical influencing questions that can go on and all designed to influence your thoughts and your minds. When these questions prompt you into the mind, it appears that Satan can read your mind. It appears that he could read your mind, but the truth, if he's responding to your demonstration pattern of behavior. Remember, Satan is not a mind reader, but he is also a thought influencer. Another question that has come to mind to me is, why is a thought of influence so important? Well, knowing Satan, friends, will attempt to influence your thoughts may cause you to ask why this is so important. Let's remember what he said earlier about the heart and the mind often being used in Scripture interchangeably. With that, consider in this second part of the, or this particular verse, this is another verse in the book of Proverbs, book of wisdom. Taking it to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, where it says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows in it. The reason Satan seeks to influence you, your thoughts, is because he knows that is your control center. Everything you do comes from the things that you think. There has never been a decision or choice you have made without thinking about it. Think about that. Some of you have thought about momentarily, and others you have thought about long periods of time. Nevertheless, the choices that you've made was after you thought about it. Well, the same thing was true about Eve in the garden. Satan influenced her thoughts. She considered the options, and she made a decision based on that influence. And that's what happened in her thoughts. This doesn't just happen to the Eves out there. This also happens to all of us. Consider what James says. If you go to the book of James, chapter 1, you read verses 14 and 15. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desires and entice. Then, after the desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and it is full grown and gives birth to death. See, this pattern of sin, friends, begins with the enticement and the evil desire. Guess where the evil desire comes from? You got it from your thoughts. Therefore, Satan will attempt to influence your thoughts, because if he can do that successfully, it will ultimately lead to your actions. Here's another question that's been asked to me is, how does Satan know what to tempt us with? Well, I can give you the answer to that. When Satan is trying to influence your thoughts, he is going to make an appeal to three areas of your lives. An appeal to our flesh. Let's go to the scripture tells us in the book of John, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16. For everything in this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of our eyes, and the pride of our life comes not from the Father, but from the world. So typically, when we fall into sin, it will come under one of these categories because there are things our flesh gravitates toward. Second point is an appeal to our fears. If you go to 1 Peter chapter verses 5 and 8, 1 Peter verses chapter 5, verse 8, I should say, be alert and of a sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And we've all been devoured, haven't we? He will seek to appeal, friends, to our fears because he knows that that's where it kicks in. The anxiety, the worry go up, and often he'll shrink it back and what or who we supposed to be. Third point is our appeal to our faith. He will not only seek us to get the question, as he did with Eve, did God really say? I want you to understand, though, why he uses these tactics and how they play into the ultimate goal. Let me sum them up three ways like this. One, when you fall into sin, it will destroy you. Two, when you are overwhelmed with fear, it will disarm you. And three, when you are overcome by doubt, it will, what, discourage you. The bottom line is, whether it is sin, fear, doubt, his goal is to render you into infectedness for the kingdom of God. So if you are in Christ, he knows he can't have you. So he opts out for the next best thing. He tries to make your witness and testify at no value. Or he tries to discourage you with fear and doubt. So you can lose your desire where you don't want to share your testimony with anybody else. He cannot do that by reading your mind. He can only do that by influencing your thought. Before I give you my final thoughts on this, and I can't see a show of hands, but have you guys ever been in a situation to where you want to share your testimony to somebody, but you freezed up? I did. Then I got out of the show and realized, I've got my full armor of God on. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. So just remember that. My final thoughts. So can Satan read our minds? The answer is simply no. But he is a formidable opponent. And it is up to us to be aware of the method and the schemes. And hopefully you will stop wondering if Satan can read your mind and start realizing that he will attempt to influence your thoughts. When you recognize this, Then you will begin to put up that barrier and be aware, friends, of all your thoughts that flow in and out of your mind. That's why God's word is so important and why we must pay attention to everything that allow you in and you spend time dwelling on it. As you guard your heart, which I encourage you to, you set up a defense so that Satan cannot break through. Because while he cannot read your mind, if he influences your thoughts, eventually it will show your actions. So please, friends, Christian brothers and sisters out there, so important, guard your heart or mind, because this is one way you can overcome the schemes of the enemy. Another thing you can do is God gives you the power to call out the demon, to call him out. So I just want you to remember that through all this, okay? I've got one more song that I want to play. It's a popular song, and I've had somebody ask me, "See, will you play it again on Coffee Talk with CA?" And you know what? I will, and you got it. One of our favorites, We the Kingdom, You Are a Child, and he wants you to be a child of love. Guard your heart as we get ready to close out Coffee Talk with CA. We the Kingdom.
Satisfy my soul. All the lies.
There we go. We the Kingdom, Child of Love. Thank you guys for listening to my special edition, Coffee Talk with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray that you just watch over, God, and protect us. We love you so much. Oh, Lord, I just pray that you just be with us. Let us have a great Tuesday and the rest of the week. And we thank you again. Bring us ever so close and ever so safe. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, I'm getting ready to settle up and head out of the iHeartRadio studio here. We call it Faith Studio 1. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side. Again, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or you need a prayer request, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button, and you can message me on Messenger there as well. All right, y'all have a good day. This is CA signing out. Bye for now.